One Maryland, One Book, a program of the Maryland Center for the Book at the Maryland Humanities Council, is the state's largest reading and discussion program. Each fall, this program unites diverse communities by encouraging them to read the same book at the same time. Andrea Lewis, program officer for the Maryland Center for the Book, tells us more about how this program brings Marylanders together.
If you watch the daily news and stay up to date on current events, it's challenging not to wonder what has happened to our civility. Countries are posturing, communities are bristling, and people are left fleeing for their safety. When did we stop speaking to each other and showing compassion for others in our communities? How do we make our way back to a place where we know and understand our neighbors, even just a bit? In my work, I find encouragement. For all the things that we can't agree on in our daily lives, I witness on a regular basis the unifying power of literature, especially when we make time to talk with each other about what we're reading. Books offer both the power to teach and a window to escape. That we don't all have the same tastes in what we choose to read is a good thing and can make our conversations that much richer. Books also offer a glimpse into the things we have in common. For the past 8 years, I've worked with libraries, schools, bookstores, and many other organizations as coordinator of the One Maryland, One Book program. Each year, we pick one book and encourage communities across the state to read and discuss our selection. We have found that people of all ages love the idea of reading the same book as thousands of others. Over the years, as I have visited communities to see what's being talked about during these book discussions, I've spoken with women who saw themselves in the struggling mother of one book, while others became completely immersed in a fictionalized story set deep in the history of the Eastern Shore. I watched one woman weep as she talked about how much her immigration story mirrored that of one of our authors, and listened to others speak of the empowerment they felt after reading the story of a female African king who lives right here in Silver Spring. And it was pure joy to watch young men from the city ask a Native American poet if his story that they read was true, the realization giving them a tangible connection beyond the words on the page. A process so simple has generated powerful stories and offered people in the varied communities of the state an opportunity to connect. The conversations are not simply about the intrinsic value of reading. Those who participate are not asked to analyze, but they do learn, both from the book and the friends and strangers that join them in conversation. Many leave more knowledgeable and with new connections, some to people they've never met before the time spent together at a local book club. I know that literature can't solve all the ills of the world, but I do believe that making time in our lives for books and conversation can help move us towards re-engaging in our communities. And from there, who knows?
This year's One Maryland, One Book selection is The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown. Find out how you can participate at onemarylandonebook.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.